Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
It was the 1960s when it became a movement, I think nationally, to remove some of the Native American symbols as mascots across the country with professional sports and college sports teams, and in some cases, high school teams. The Oregonian, 28 years ago, banned the use of Native American mascot names in reporting about high school sports and college sports and professional sports. You'd read stories where it just said the Atlanta baseball team or the Washington football team or the Roseburg High School football team. Our next guest, Jessica Bascom, is a member of the Klamath tribe. She also has initiated a petition to remove the nickname Indians from her Roseburg High School athletic department. She has called upon Roseburg High School to remove Indians. She says she doesn't feel honored by it, and she's joining us now. Jessica, thank you so much for giving us your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, John.
Give me an idea. Like, let's go back to high school. You're at Roseburg High School. You're a student there. Take us through your experience and sort of, and lead us to maybe back to today.
Sure. Yeah, back in high school, I just remember feeling really uncomfortable with the mascot being the Roseburg Indians, but I went to a mostly white high school and really didn't feel like that was something that I could voice a concern to. I remember oftentimes, I can't even count how many times people would come up to me and be like, "What are you?" when they'd look at me. It's kind of just one of those things where, it kind of feels like you have to explain who you are to people. And I would tell them, I'm Native American. And one of the times I remember in school, saying that to a classmate, and, I just remember he laughed and he told me, "I thought we killed off all the Indians." Everybody is laughing. And, I think being a minority in a school setting is hard when, but then on top of that, to have your race being used as a mascot, it really just kind of makes you feel invisible because it makes a mockery of your culture. And it really just feels dehumanizing. Another time I can remember in high school, I blocked out the exact comment this person made, but in creating this petition, I've been trying to go back to my high school experiences and remember them. And I just remember he said something racist, and I burst out into tears, just feeling so upset by it. I was like really shy, and I just burst out to tears and ran to the bathroom. And I just remember my white friend, she came to the bathroom with me, and she's like, "What's wrong?" And I explained to her how I was feeling. And when I shared with her how I felt, she just told me that I shouldn't be upset because only Black people can experience racism. So it was in that moment that I just realized, like, okay, this is not something I'm safe to share with those people in my school. I just, did my best to fit in the ways I could through track and with my friends and stuff, without bringing up these feelings of just feeling really uncomfortable with this. But you know, I just didn't feel like back then it was a safe space. And so I graduated in 2002. So it's been a while since I was in high school. Right. But now that I'm a mom, I have three kids, and I've learned more about this issue through listening to this really amazing Native podcast called All My Relations. I just feel so seen and heard every time I listen to one of their episodes, because they just articulate these feelings that I had, but I didn't know how to, you know, talk about, because I didn't have anybody that would understand. And so, listening to their podcast has just been like so great to hear about other natives that are doing research to like show this isn't just an opinion. This isn't a matter of political correctness. There is actual scientific data that shows this is harmful to natives, especially to our youth. And so as a mom, when I hear that, and I've got three beautiful native children, I'm like, okay, I may have been too scared in high school, but I'm going to speak up, you know, I'm going to use my voice today. And I feel inspired and encouraged by the recent movement happening where the Washington, D.C. football team is finally making that long overdue change to their name. I feel like this is a moment where people, you know, are starting to recognize just the need to remove things that are racist. And so I feel like it's we're in a moment that's recognizing that. And so I kind of had that in the back of my mind. And then about a little over 3 weeks ago, when I was on Instagram, I saw on Matika Wilbur's Instagram story. So she's one of the women that does the podcast I mentioned. She shared a petition of a Native American asking for their high school to drop their racist mascot. And I just thought to myself, this is what I need to do, because instead of just being bothered by it, I should do something to try to change it, like rather than just letting it bother me. And so, yeah, it was a little over 3 weeks ago that I just decided to write up my petition, and I have shared it with everybody I know, and I immediately thought to share it in my high school alumni page, which that received a lot of negative backlash, because people really want to hold on to the Indian mascot and feel very strongly about it and just don't understand that it is racist and dehumanizing to use a race as a mascot. So there's just been a lot of hostility over there from people, but my friends in real life have been a huge support, and there have been some alumni too that have been really positive and supportive as well with sharing my petition, and both on Facebook and Instagram, and just getting the word out there. And I just as of last night, I was really excited to reach 1,000 signatures. So I feel like, you know, people are listening, and there are people that do understand this. So I'm hopeful that, you know, maybe this change can finally be made.
Jessica, let me ask you a question. Again, we're talking to Jessica Bascom. She's with Not Your Mascot, is on Twitter and Instagram. Roseburg High School graduate who is now asking Roseburg High School to change their name, their mascot name. The school has made an arrangement with the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians that said allowed them to keep using the mascot, the Indian mascot. You would like them to reconsider. What response do you get from school board, school officials? What are the people who could actually do something about this saying?
Yeah, I've received a wide range of responses. I had to block someone from the Roseburg school board who was sending me messages on Facebook telling me I better be cordial in all my emails to the superintendent and principal. This person told me I need to stop posting on the alumni page because I'm stirring people up and they'd really like to see a different tone. They told me I need to be patient with this change. So that's someone on the school board, and I just decided I'm going to block this person because I don't need to hear that negativity and that, you know, tone policing of my message. It's just not right. And so I did. I actually, on July 16th, I spoke to someone from the Cow Creek tribe, and that conversation was very insightful, and it confirmed all my suspicions. This agreement that Roseburg made with them was one where they were absolutely bullied into agreeing to it. They received death threats from people in the Roseburg community when this was last up for review. So they chose to agree out of their own personal safety, and they won't oppose the change, but they said they can't be the ones to publicly make this decision. After I learned that, I called the principal, Jill Weber at RHS. I was heartbroken by what I heard, and I called her. And she, and I told her what I just told you, and she told me that she didn't know, and she was shocked, and she can't believe that, and she seemed really sad to hear that. And then she said that she agrees it's time to make the change, but she also fears she'll lose community support if she's the one to make the decision. She doesn't feel like Roseburg is ready. She assured me this isn't a financial concern and it won't cost as much as people are, you know, saying it will cost this high amount. You know, yeah. She said, no, that's not a concern.
All right. Let me cut you off. Let me cut you off for a second, Jessica. For a lot of people, it's, you know, who aren't Native American, who didn't grow up with that pain or maybe don't have your perspective. We all see the Washington NFL team and we go, okay, that's offensive. That's offensive. We see Indians or Braves and we say, oh, that honors Native American people. What do you say to the people who don't see it your way?
Yeah, for sure. I would just like to say, you know, I hear that a lot. So I just love to turn people over to research by Dr. Freiberg, a Native psychologist that found the data on how this is harmful to Natives. And she just is so great in letting people know that a clear line needs to be drawn between people's intent and their impact. So when people say they, you know, are doing this out of honor, like that's their intent, but the impact is negative to Natives. So even though the intent might be good, you know, the very real impact that the science clearly shows is that there are no benefits for Natives being used as mascots to the Native community. It's related to lower self-esteem, greater anxiety, depression, suicide thoughts. I mean, this is serious stuff. So, you know, you have to look at someone's intent and then you have to see the impact. Yeah. And there's a negative impact to it. So,
and I think a lot of the, not to interrupt you, I'm sorry, but a lot of the, you know, even like, you know, people will say, okay, look at the Indians. They changed the Chief Wahoo imaging. You still look at the Cleveland Indians ballpark and you'll see those images and those stereotypes and people sort of the tomahawk chop with the Braves and you see sort of the surrounding stuff to it. Here's how I feel, Jessica, and give me your reaction to this. Like, I used to be somebody who would say, hey, there's nothing wrong with Indians or Braves. I've now shifted in recent years and I've said, look, this, you know, we aren't taking other races and making mascots out of them. And I noticed yesterday as they came up with the name for the for the hockey team in Seattle, they didn't, you know, they were very intentional to stay to something that, like, they could, everyone could be proud of and everyone could get behind. And I just, for people who are dug in, do not understand the aversion to making a change like this. It is so simple. And if there is a single kid at Roseburg High School that is of Native American descent who is running out of a room crying next year or 2 years from now or 10 years from now because, you know, they've been singled out or they're getting the kind of questions that you got, it's just not worth it, people, right? Am I okay there?
Right. Absolutely. I think that's what's helpful to really put into perspective is the Roseburg wouldn't change their name to the Roseburg Mexicans or the Roseburg Asians. You know, why is it socially acceptable to use natives in this way? Like, I just truly, like, I just, it's not. So, I mean, well, it has been the case. Like, people have been okay with it, you know, society at large. But when you look at it and you realize no other racial group is used in this way, then you realize it shouldn't be socially acceptable to use natives in this way. So, yes.
All right. You know? So what can people do now? How do they get the petition? I noticed Alabama Adriana already tweeted it out. How can other people find your petition?
I mean, signing the petition is just what I've been telling people because every signature sends an email to Jill Weber and Jared Corden. He's the RHS superintendent. But Jill did tell me that I need to make this change at state level. So that's why I joined Twitter 3 days ago, just to try to tag people that might, you know, be interested in helping, like Governor Kate Brown or, you know, just different people in the state that might want to help. But honestly, Principal Jill has the power to make this happen. So I don't know if, you know, if we just really tell her we believe that she can be brave and do the right thing in this situation and that the community is ready for it. I don't know if she just encouragement or, you know, right. I mean, yeah, I just don't know. It feels a little bit overwhelming to try to get it changed at a state level. And it feels like, you know, why should she tell me to do that if she can just make the change herself? But
all right. I appreciate you, Jessica. We'll make sure people know where to find the petition. And I really do. The best part of this was just hearing how heartfelt and how important it is to you. And I think that really connects with people. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jessica Bascom, not your mascot, Roseburg High School. Judah Newby, let's kick this around. This is not a political show, but I don't think this is a political issue. It's a sports mascot we're talking about. To me, if we're renaming, let's just say we're inventing a high school, we're going to put a brand new high school in Roseburg. We don't go with a Native American or any other ethnic group mascot. Judah Newby, what kind of mascot names are we thinking about?
I think, you know, area landmarks, stuff that makes, you know, our state great. Yep. You know, there's tons of
the evergreens,
sure.
You know, or something like that, you know, or Sasquatch even, or even the lumberjacks. And people are like, oh, that's offensive to lumberjacks. It's not the same thing. Lumberjacks, not a race.
Yeah, Sasquatch.
It's not a race.
I don't want to tempt Sasquatches, but seriously, like, I'm not worried. We can just make it the Sasquatches is a great name. Really, pretty much anything, John. I think if you just sit down with bright people for 15 to 30 minutes, you can brainstorm 10 good ideas that anyone would be on board with, and you can make the change. People don't want to do it because it might ruffle some feathers or what have you. I'm not sure why they haven't made this change yet either, but Jessica makes a ton of logical points, and obviously her perspective is a valuable one. It's a change that should be made, but it takes action to do it. So I'm glad that you gave her the platform, though, because by giving her the platform, it can raise, you know, the urgency behind the action.
She is interesting because she's been on Twitter 3 days. She found me on day one and reached out and was like, hey, how can I reach your audience? And then I said, okay, come on the show. And I didn't know what I was going to say. And I literally tweeted that she was coming on the show. And I had a listener who said, your show's been too political. You're left-leaning. This isn't left or right. You don't know which way I lean. I intentionally don't tell you which way I lean. I don't. You don't know how I vote. You don't know what I think. You don't know what my political viewpoints are. And by the way, I have a pretty complex stable of political viewpoints. I don't have just one way. And I would say there's no left, right, there have been different times in the last few years I've leaned different ways on different subjects. Economically, I lean probably a different way than I do. And I have strange viewpoints because I have a contradiction between, I'll just say this. I am pro-choice while also being in favor of the death penalty. And some people say, you can't do that. I can think whatever I want. But it's not necessarily a political issue with this. To me, with this, it comes down to, especially at a high school level, I think it's more important because we're talking about kids now. There are kids on that campus who will be Native American. There are Native American kids on that campus. How are they going to feel? If they feel anything like Jessica felt walking around as a high school student, that alone, to me, change the damn name. Change it to something else that's just, let's err on the side of decency. How about that? I'll take your phone calls. 503-417-7575. Weigh in. Some phone calls here. We'll have to be quick about it. John's in Milwaukee talking about the mascot at Roseburg High School. John, what's up, man?
Hey, John. I've been coaching high school athletics in the Portland area for 20 years, and this isn't the first time this has been brought up. Scappoose, Malala of Indians as their mascot, so does Philomath as the Savages. I think most people in communities are willing to change the name, but the issue really comes down to the cost to rebrand the entire school.
Yeah,
you got to repaint basketball courts. You got to order new uniforms. You got to go through the entire school and take everything down. And no one seems to know who's going to pay for that or how to pay for it.
That's a good point. I think it's a fair point. And maybe that's the charge. I don't know what that cost is to rebrand, but I'd like to see Nike, Adidas, Under Armour. Maybe that's the push. If somebody can identify a problem, that's half of it, right? Yeah, identify the problem. And then we can get about focus on the solution. So I appreciate John in Milwaukee saying, hey, look, it's not all about Roseburg being ultra conservative, or it's not about people being stubborn totally. There's also another issue here. There's a cost to it. Chad's in Iowa, called in. What's up, Chad?
Hey, so, at first I was thinking, if they don't like the Indian name, maybe make them Native Americans, put murals up, teach better curriculum as to what actually happened rather than say this was our manifest destiny to control all this land. But then I heard Jessica and, to hear the hurt in her voice, made me think, you know what, if you really want to honor these tribes, name them after the spirit animal of the tribe.
Okay.
And to get them to pay for it, get the tribes that have
I gotta run to break. More of your phone.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.